السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the grandson of the holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards patience and fortitude. The one who has eloquently said, "Be aware that all good works bear praise, and they bear commendation and bring about a good reward." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul and this
Imam al-Hussein's first speech on the day of Ashura. O servants of Allah, fear Allah and be wary of the worldly life. For if the world had been eternal, or anybody had been destined to live forever, the prophets would have been the most worthy of survival and the most content with the divine destiny. However, Allah created the world for extinction. Hence, its new makes are antiquated, its graces are fleeting, its delight is sullen. Its situation is located on a mountain slope and its house is transient. Hence, try to avail yourselves of some provisions, for the best of provisions is piety. And fear Allah so that you may reach felicity. O people, Allah the Exalted created the world and has made it an abode of devastation and abasement that changes its inhabitants from one state to another. Hence, the deceived person is one who has been fooled by the world, and the evildoer is one whom it has deceived. Therefore, be wary not to be deceived by this world, for it shatters the hopes of anybody who has tended to it, and makes hopeless anybody who has had a hope in it.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائي عليك.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala al-Husayn alladhi samihat nafsuhu bimuhjatih.
Peace be upon al-Husayn, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
As-salamu ala man ata'a Allah fi sirrihi wa alaniyatihi.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
As-salamu ala man ja'ala Allah ash-shifa'a fi turbatihi.
peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
السلام على المرمل بالدماء. السلام على المهتوك الخبا. السلام على خامس أصحاب أهل الكسا.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. Sallallahu alayka wa abdillah. Assalamu alayka wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program The Dialect, and I'm Dr. Fakhr Rouhani. As indicated earlier, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam gave several speeches and several talks on the day of Ashura for the enemy soldiers. When Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam understood that the enemy soldiers were short of appreciating the truth of his movement, then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam changed his mode of addressing them. He addressed them in a way that he rebuked them in order to awake them, in order to make them get to the senses. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated to them that what were the reasons for opposing him, for surrounding him. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam approached them, addressed them in such a way that they had surrounded him, it was all because they enjoyed this worldly life quite excessively, and they had haram food, haram meals, and all of these intentions, I mean all of these unfavorable, religiously unfavorable practices influenced the intellect and made them blind to the beauty and nicety of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In fact, we find that in the speeches of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he made frequent references to satanic temptations and wanted to awake the enemy soldiers that the surrounding him meant nothing but obeying Satan. And then we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated it to them that the illegitimate son of the illegitimate, that is, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, who was the governor of Kufa, had suppressed Imam al-Hussein, had exerted a very very heavy pressure on Imam al-Hussein al-Salam so as to make him accept the proposal to recognize Yazid. However, Imam al-Hussein al-Salam wasn't such a person to admit such kind of abasement. And then he answered them, I mean the enemy forces, and indicated that he was steadfast in his divine way. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. As-salamu alayka ya Aba
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني